Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Today, it's what we do. Insperity, inspiring business performance.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. And as you know, every week I take a segment or two and just have a one-to-one with you and something that's on my mind. And today, this segment, I want to talk about some things I started talking about way back in 1998. I started interviewing telecom experts on something that back then was called big pipes, and then we started calling them broadband internet connection. You know what that is, right? Well, it was going to be the replacement for the dial-up. Remember the POTS, dial-up plain old television service over a modem? Remember that sound you had when you dialed up? Everybody had that. In fact, at that point in time, like the internet itself, the big pipe was so new that less than 4% of households and almost no businesses had broadband internet connection. Those are the numbers that my telecom experts were telling me and reporting on my show. Very, very low penetration distribution of the big pipe. Everybody was on dial-up. And I reported on this emerging capability, I made the easy prediction that the world would change when broadband became ubiquitous and broadly adopted. I said, when broadband is everywhere, the world will change. And it did. But the harder prediction, which I didn't make, by the way, would have been that the real game changer would take the form of mobile computing on the tiny screens of the magic wands we call smartphones. Today, with mobile networks delivering fourth generation connectivity, 4G, right? Almost everywhere you can get it now, and there's 5G on the way, mobile computing has disrupted the marketplace in unprecedented ways by giving consumers on their little handheld computers, giving them exciting new expectations. But perhaps the thing that caused mobile computing to make a quantum leap is found in this slogan. There's an app for that. Anyone with access to paved roads or electricity knows this refers to an application that converts content would have been consumed on a PC, on a browser, on a PC, to the little screen on your handheld device, like a smartphone or a tablet. Mobile apps have proliferated because they're almost always handier and sexier than their website counterparts. A generation before my broadband prognostication that I told you about, a generation before that, a real prophet, John Nesbitt, published his landmark book, Megatrends, which you hear me talking about all the time. And Nesbitt prophesied in 1982, the more high-tech we have, the more high-touch we will want. How many times have you heard me say that? This is such an important point for small businesses. I've called that quote the Nesbitt razor. And it foresaw a kind of unlikely equilibrium between digital technology and analog humanity, a way of blending those two together, digital tech and humanity. So, folks, this will be on the test. For a small business to find success in the age of the customer, Nesbitt's razor must be at the heart of your business strategy. If you're going to be successful in the age of the customer, high tech, high touch, both together must be at the heart of your business strategy. The bad news is there's that tension that I mentioned from the unlikely equilibrium between tech and touch. It means it's difficult to maintain. It's an equilibrium, but it's an unlikely one. But it is difficult to maintain. The good news is Nesbitt's razor is never more elegant than when delivered by a small business. High tech and high touch delivered beautifully by a small business doesn't get any more elegant than that. So how do you maintain that balance in the face of pressure from the marketplace that seems to be in love with tech, like sexier mobile apps, right? The answer is not either or. The answer is both and. If you want customers to keep your business at their fingertips, wherever they are, there's an app for that that you can build or buy. You must at least have a mobile site. But when a customer relationship calls for a welcoming smile or prior knowledge of them or hands-on expertise, there's no app for that, my friends. Nothing's more high touch than a smile, which can only be delivered by an analog human and whenever possible, face to face. If a product tutorial video would help you with your customers in the field, when they're in the field and they can pop up on their smartphone a little video that you've done to show them how to use your device, there's an app for that. To be able to interpret the troubled look on the face of a customer as a clue that you've yet to heal their pain, there is no app for that. That's high tech and high touch. You got to do both. If customers want to check an order status whenever and wherever they are, you have to deliver that information in the tiny screen of their smartphone. When customers return over and over because you add so much value when they're physically in front of you or your employees, there's no app for that, my friends. Nesbitt's Razor, high tech and high touch, makes it imperative that you blend the sexy digital power of mobile computing and the compelling humanity of a handshake. The good news is that no one can deliver and maintain that equilibrium as powerfully as a small business. Congratulations, my friends. Nobody does that better than you. There's an app for high tech, but there's not one for high touch. And you, small business owners, have to deliver both. I'm Jim Blasingame, 20 after. Stay with me. I'll be right back. No way out when you're in it.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.